good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, an evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me as we get into the Word of God. If you have called our number, area code 323-693-3054, please press the 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be placed into the caller queue. Otherwise, if you're joining us in the chat room, you may place your question or comment there. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and get ready to feast on the Word of God. God bless you. Good evening. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and we just want to go before the throne of God before we begin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you for this another day. I want to bless your name because you are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. God, I thank you tonight and I bless you, Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord God. I bless your holy name, God, for you indeed are worthy of all the praise. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're going to do, Lord God. Father, I just bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. I thank you for forgiving us of sins, oh God. Father, help us to repent, really repent, to turn away from our sins, oh God, and turn to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to bless your name and thank you and just say, God, you are so lovely, you are so wonderful, and you never change. Hallelujah. I thank you that you never change, oh God. I thank you that you remain the same every single day, Lord God. I thank you that there's no shadow of turning with you. Lord, I thank you and I bless your name. I give you praise and glory, oh God, and I worship you right now, God, because you're worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. I worship you right now, oh God, because you gave me strength to make it through another day. I worship you, oh God, because you woke me up this morning, oh God, with a mind still wanting to serve you. Hallelujah. God, I bless your holy name tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Pastor Felicia on tonight. Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness, oh God, not only to tuning into this broadcast and helping in the chat room or basically man in the chat room, oh God, but I thank you for how she blesses Evangelist Mack and whoever else she blesses, oh God. Please bless her, oh God, for what she does, Lord God, because she does it out of her heart and she does it without anybody asking her, Lord God. Father, please bless her, Lord God. Whatever she stands in need of, I ask you to bless her, Lord God, for her love and her kindness, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for her. Father, please bless her, Lord God. Meet her every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal every pain, Lord God. Heal every residue of anything that's left in her, Lord God. I ask you to heal it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every other Blog Talk Radio host, Lord God, or hostess, Lord God. Lord, I pray for everyone that is lifting up the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will just bless them, Lord God, that people will come to their broadcast, oh God, that people will come to our broadcast and hear the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch my husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless him, oh God. Touch him, Lord God, in his body, Lord God. Help him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where he needs help, Lord God. Father, send him help, Lord God, in the ministry, Father God, that we may go forth and do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just praise your name and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you and I bless you, Lord God. I pray for our children, our grandchildren. Father, I thank you for them, Lord God. I pray that you would keep them safe from danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I would just like to lift up the bereaved families on today, oh God. Those that have lost loved ones on today for whatever reason, I lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to comfort them, heal their hurt, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, and I just say thank you, God. And, Father, I'd like to lift up those that are backslidden and those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that you will touch their hearts on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they might be saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that it's not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance, Father. And, Father, I just say thank you, and I give you praise and glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Welcome to you, Pastor Felicia. I think my husband is on the phone, so welcome to my husband. I just got home not too long ago, but guess what? I'm just going to let you hear this song real quick.
Hey! You have given me everything I needed. Of course.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry. I cut the song off before it was done, but I'm actually on the other line with the guest who was supposed to be on Monday, and we're trying to work some things out with that situation right there. So let me see if I can get you guys another song real quick and finish talking to her. Pastor Felicia, you know I'm going to need you to pray, so go ahead and handle that for me. Thank you. So let me turn on another song for you guys real quick. But I'm going to see if I can get a one that's a little bit shorter because, anywho, Jesus is Lord. Here we go. Let's put this one on.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say.
Here I am. I'm sorry, guys. I was saying that I got some exciting news, very, very exciting news, but I'll tell you about it in a minute. Then there was a young lady who, her name is Tiffany Mickey High, and she was supposed to be on the broadcast on Monday. However, that didn't pan out, and she was tentatively scheduled to come on today. But I didn't hear from them, so I didn't really plan her to come. So while I was playing the music, that's why I was playing the music, because they called, and she should be calling in at 5:30. She's 17 years old. She has over 138,000 hits on YouTube, and she's trying to break into the gospel music business. So pray for her. Her name is Tiffany Mickey, M-I-K-K-I, High, H-I-G-H. So pray for her that she can be successful in what she's doing. I mean, you have 138,000 hits on YouTube. You're on your way, I guess. That's what I would think. Anyway, welcome to guest 3355 and Minister Robin Lynn. God bless you all. Also, I had some exciting news that I wanted to share. And on Monday, I believe this Monday at 5 p.m., we're going to do Mondays, and Pastor Felicia, I'm going to need you to get that book if you don't already have it. We're going to start doing Battlefield of the Mind, and I would like as many women to come to this as possible, even though men and women have these, you know, mind issues or whatever. I just want to get together with women and go through the Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer, and I got permission from her camp today in an email stating that it's okay for me to use her book. And thank you for asking. And so we can get started on Monday with the Battlefield of the Mind. I have been wanting to do that, but I couldn't do it without permission from Joyce Meyer because, you know, it's her work, and I didn't want to, you know, put it out there like it was mine. So we have to make sure that we're aware of things like that and be honest and be, what's the word I'm looking for? Huh? Integrous, thank you. That's my husband. Integrous. So I thank God for that. So if you guys could tell, you know, as many women as possible and get them to join in on the broadcast, we're going to start reading it with chapter one. But can I tell you that I don't always go straight through the book? I don't always go straight through the book. It depends on however the Holy Ghost leads us. That's how we're going to go. If he says go straight through the book, then that's what we're going to do. But usually I jump from chapter to chapter. It depends on what's going on. And if somebody comes in, you know, calls and say there's something else is going on and they'd like to do something else, we would do that. Amen. So this is what we're looking forward to doing starting on this Monday. So please invite as many women as you can so we can start talking about the battlefield of the mind. And I want to talk about the battlefield of the mind because there's so many things going on, and there's so many things going on with us women. But I just want us all to be healed. I want the men to be healed too. But not many men usually turn in when it's a woman on, so I'm saying about women. But I really would like to begin to have us all women to be blessed and just stand up, because we're women. We don't have to walk bent over in the spirit, and you don't have to walk around, you know, depressed and sad and, you know, secretly drinking and smoking weed and doing these things, or not even doing any of that stuff, just walking around just battered and bruised and broken up. There's a lot of people that are walking around that way, and I was one of them. And that's why my heart is set out towards that, because I was battered and abused and, you know, all kind of things happened to me. But praise God, he brought me through. He brought me through. But when I read this Battlefield of the Mind, and anybody, y'all, you know, people can say what they want to say about Joyce Meyer, but I really love the way God used her in this book. The book really ministered to me. I read that book. I have so many notes in the book. I had to buy a new one because it was just so many notes and, you know, all these highlights and everything, and I really, really, really enjoyed the book, and it really helped me with some things. And I constantly talk about that book and try to get people with the Bible. Now, I cannot exclude the Bible. We definitely are going to have the Bible. The Bible comes first. Joyce Meyer's book comes second, but we are going to be using it, okay, because the Bible is the authority. But the way she breaks things down is like, I mean, come on, you got to be a little cuckoo if you can't get this. But people, some people out there still don't know about the book. Some people out there don't know that there's help for them. And I want to just minister to people, and I want to minister to them in love. And when I minister to people, I minister to myself. I minister to myself when I get the chance to minister to people, and I love it. And it's not about me. It's really not about me. And people say that a lot, but it's really not. If one person can call in and say, you know what, I got blessed, and I feel like I did what I was supposed to do. I feel like I did what I was supposed to do. And Pastor Felicia, I know you were one too. And, you know, there's a lot of us's out there. There's a lot of us out there for whatever reason. You know, some of us have been rejected by whoever in our lives, you know, boyfriends, parents, you know, siblings, whatever the case is, a lot of us have been rejected. And it talks about that in the book. It talks about what do you think about, you know, what do you think about all day long? Think about what you're thinking about, you know, and I like that. What are you thinking about all day? You know, are you thinking bad things? Are you thinking bad things about yourself? Are you speaking bad things about yourself? What is going on that keeps us having this battle in our mind? So I'm really excited about it. I really, really am excited about it. So I'm going to be blowing that up on my page, and I'm probably going to write a blog about it. I do have a blog on WordPress.com, which I don't do it often, but I do have it there. So I'm going to start using that. If you go to Crossings, and maybe Pastor Felicia, if you could look at Crossings Book Club, Crossings.com, and see if they still have the sale. If you join, it's four. You can get four of those books for 99 cents. Four of the Joyce Meyer books for 99 cents. I did that. The only thing is that you have to, you know, buy, I believe it's three books at the regular club price, because that's what they want you to do. So, Crossings, Crossings, crossings.com. My husband's not on the computer tonight. I can't talk and type. But it's Crossings book, Crossings, something like that. Okay, and if you join it, you have to join it, and then you can get four books for 99 cents. That's what I did. And I really would like to purchase some more books, so I'm going to see if I can do that. But I would like to give those books out to the women that I go minister to at the rehab place, where the halfway house, where they've come out of addiction and they're in recovery. So I would like for them to read that book as well and give them a Bible as well. So y'all please pray for me that I can get finances to get Bibles to take to them. I'm supposed to be going to them next Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and I wanted to take them some Bibles, but I don't have the funds right now to be able to do that. But that's what I want to do. I want to give everybody a Bible. Now, if I can get, you know, I don't want to give them a cheap Bible, but if push comes to shove and I have to go to the dollar store and get them a Bible, I will, because at least it's a Bible until I can do better. But just pray for me, please, that God will send. I know finances are on the way, but I'm talking about immediately so I can get these young ladies a Bible, because I don't want to give them the Joyce Meyer book without them having a Bible, because like I said before, the Bible is the ultimate authority. That's what we have to trust and believe, the Word of God. And we know Joyce Meyer bases her stuff off the Word of God, but we want to make sure we have the Bible as well, and not train people to lean on other books before they lean on the Word of God. So that's where we are today. Everybody in the chat room, if you'd like to call in and have anything to say, the number is 323-693-3054. 323-693-3054 is the number for you to call in if you have any questions or comments. I like it when people talk back to me, and, you know, in the chat room. It's cool that everybody's in the chat room, but I like for people to get on the phone line as well if they can, so I can hear your interaction with what's going on. Also, if you have any suggestions on what you would like to hear on this broadcast, please let me know. I'm open to suggestions, and we could really have fun on the broadcast with the Word of God. But you know how We are females. We can do this. We can have fun, but still have the Word of God. So that's what we're looking for, suggestions. If you have any constructive criticism, I welcome that as well. Pastor Felicia, I'm not going to ask you to get on the phone tonight because I have to do that every night. You already know the deal. So thank you for that information. See how quick she is. Join now and get 4 books for 99 cents, plus a free gift with membership in Crossings Book Club. To get started, simply select your introductory books and sign up in just 2 easy steps. Then you'll be able to continue shopping from our vast catalog of titles. And trust me and believe me, they have a whole bunch of titles at the book club at Crossings Books. But all I'm interested in now is Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind. So if you can get it, please get it. And then join us on Mondays at 5 p.m. and we are going to talk about Battlefield of the Mind. When you get the book, if you see any chapters in there that you'd like to go over, and we don't have to go in order, but if you see any chapters that you'd like to discuss first, just let me know, and we'll talk about that, and we'll just get moving, but I'm really excited about that. Now I'm waiting for this young lady to call. I guess she's supposed to call in at 5:30, but anyway, she's only going to be on for 30 minutes, but we want to talk about judgment on tonight because there's so many people being hurt by being judged, and then there are people who use the excuse of don't judge me to continue in sin. And I want to talk about that, and I just want people to know that, you know, I haven't arrived. I don't pretend like I have arrived. I'm just as open as I can be, probably a little bit too open, but I don't try to hide anything because God sees me. If God sees me and he knows me, why do I have to hide from people? But I don't really do things out there on purpose, like living a lifestyle of sin and willfully sinning, as Pastor Felicia likes to say. I'm not out there doing that. People, you know, judge me. People judge me unrighteously. They say things and don't know what they're talking about. That's what they do. But I've experienced that for years and years and years. And I don't want to be the person that does that. I don't want to, you know, blast homosexuals and lesbians and fornicators and adulterers, because that's what most people talk about. So I don't want to blast them without talking about everything else. And I don't want to blast them. I just want to give the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us all to be holy as he is holy. None of us have an excuse to live unholy if we're calling on the name of Jesus Christ. If we're saying that we're born again, none of us have excuses to live unholy. We have to stop lying and saying God is okay with our sin, because he's not. God's never going to be okay with our sin. God's never going to co-sign on our sin. He's never going to approve what we do if it's against his word. It's not going to happen. And if that has to be my message, then that has to be my message. God will not co-sign for our sin. No matter what we think or what we say, God is not going to sit up there and erase, you know, a certain scripture because we want to live a certain way. He's not going to do it. He's not going to tear out the parts of the scripture that says, be ye holy, be transformed and renewing of your mind. He's not going to tear those scriptures out of the Bible. They're already written, so God's not going to change his word. What we have to do is we have to change because of the word. But if we don't get into the word, how are we going to change? If we don't pray and allow the Holy Ghost to intercede for us and the Holy Ghost to pray for us, how are we going to change? How are we going to change? We need the power of the Holy Ghost, number one, to help us, because it says mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, but there's things that we have to do. We need to get in that word and confess that word. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm not a liar anymore. I don't steal anymore. I don't backbite anymore. I'm not a fornicator anymore. I'm not whatever it is. We can confess the word and say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. The way I used to live is passed away. And we might have to say that day after day after day until we believe it. Until we believe it. Because a lot of times we don't believe the word of God. But the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's where we get our faith. That's where we begin to believe the word of God, but we have to keep hearing it over and over again. So if that means that you have to speak it out loud and confess the word of God out loud for yourself, then that's what you do until that thing gets into your spirit. See, the word of God is spirit and is life, and we don't get free because we don't speak life to ourselves. We speak condemnation. We speak all kind of crazy things over ourselves. I know because I did it and still do it sometimes. But when I begin to get into that word of God and begin to speak the word of God, and we're going to go over some scriptures. I have some scriptures I think that we really going to go over so that we can understand that, look, God's not playing. He's going to come back in a moment. Jesus is going to come. Jesus is going to come in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And when he comes, we better be ready. We better be ready. So we got to do an introspection of ourselves and make sure that we're standing, we're living right. Not just talking the right things, but living right. Because God's not impressed with what we say. But he does appreciate how we live if we're living holy. He's not impressed with what we say, because we talk a whole bunch of stuff a lot of times, and he's not even impressed with that, okay? People are impressed with what we say a lot of times, but God's not impressed if we're not living up to what we're doing, what we're supposed to do, I'm saying, all right? I believe Mickey is on the phone, area code 404, so we're going to go and get her on the air. Good evening. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is Evangelist Teresa Scott.
God bless you. Hi. Hello,
this is Mickey. Hi. Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm actually currently calling from Alabama.
From Alabama? Why are you in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you in Alabama?
Ministry. Yes, ma'am.
All right, you sound a little bit excited, so we're going to see if we can get on.
I am.
Everybody in the chat room, this is Tiffany Mickey High, M-I-K-K-I-H-I-G-H, and you can find her on YouTube. You can find her on YouTube, and I'm going to see if I can get the links and post them in the chat room for you guys. And if you have any questions for her, like I said to you before, she's 17 years old. She's on YouTube, and she's trying to break into the gospel music industry, and she has over 138,000 hits already on YouTube. And I checked out her music, and there's really a couple of them. I only listened to, like, three of them, but I know it was two of them for sure that I really like to listen to. But you guys sent me the links too late, so I can't play them because I was already on the air when I got them.
You all can actually go over to Facebook as well as MickeyHighNow.com, and you can see everything from there.
Okay, say that again.
MickeyHighNow.com.
Now, N-O-W?
Yes, ma'am. It's capital M, capital H, and N.
Okay. So if you guys can go to her page on YouTube, then on Facebook,
yes,
and you can see what she's talking about and what she's all about. And I did see one of your videos where you were in church, and you were, I guess you were doing praise and worship, I don't know, but you looked like you were really, you know, into what you were doing and really loved the Lord. So I want people to go and look into your page and tell us about your new song that's coming out.
Yes, ma'am. The newest single that's out is actually Real Reality, and I'm really excited about that. So it's really, really good. The song is basically about showing all the ways that Christ manifests himself as a real reality in each and every one of our lives. So it's really, really cool, and I'd love you all to go and check it out and comment and everything. I really appreciate that.
See, and that's good, though. And we really, really want to... Oh, I'm trying to read this thing. Thank you for coming, Minister Robin. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to ask people to just go and check out your page and listen to your music since I wasn't able to download it. But
thank you so much.
Yeah, so I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes,
the first question is that you're 17 years old, and is it hard to be trying to get in the music industry and be saved at the same time?
No, ma'am, it definitely isn't. Because of the type of people that God has placed around me, I have really excellent examples so that I can, you know, it really helps to have the right people around you and to help lead and guide you. That way you won't, you know, have to go through certain things. So really, really good.
That's good to hear because, you know,
yes,
at 17 years old, you have people out there trying to do all kinds of things. And
yes,
some people actually sell their souls so they can get a record deal or, you know, try to be famous. That's why I asked you that question. Was it hard for you as a teenager, you know, to be able to still serve God and, you know, go after your vision, your dream? You know, without compromising.
Uh-huh, definitely. It's not hard at all because, you know, when something's in your heart and it just kind of spills out, you don't really have to try to do it when God has placed it on your heart and given it to you in that way. So that's why I'm really thankful for the people God has placed around me. That way, you know, I can have those examples to, you know, live by and use as a, how do you say, guide. So I'm really, really thankful for that.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, how old were you when you realized you could sing?
That's a really good question. Actually, I tell this story all the time. My dad, he said that God told him I would be singing by the age of 2, and he didn't realize that, well, God didn't say that I would be singing the best at the age of 2, actually. So when I did sing, it was more like I do the little nose, like whoa. I thought I was doing the runs and everything, but it turns out, you know, thank God for practice. Practice makes perfect.
So how long did you practice before you like actually got up in the church or sang, or got somewhere and sang?
My mom, she's actually on the praise team of our church. So I would watch her at a very young age. As a child, I knew I'm still growing into an adult, but I can't even tell you the exact age that I got up. Let me think. I don't know, maybe 7 or so, but yes, ma'am, 7 to 8 years old. But I've been singing for quite a while.
So what made you decide to pursue this making your videos and stuff, and was it hard to do that? Like, because I'm 48 years old, and I have visions and stuff and dreams, and I still haven't, I'm still waiting to go and do what I'm supposed to do. So at 17, how was it that you were able to get your videos made at 17?
Actually, my dad is my marketing director, and so that helps a lot. He helps with the videos and all of that stuff. And I guess the thing that helps drive is wanting to win souls for the kingdom. So that's my two main motivations, I guess you could say.
Okay, well, that's good. As you can tell, I'm not reading my questions because I haven't been able to find my questions, but I think we're doing pretty good.
You're doing excellent.
Yeah, so you know, on your video, do you have more young people looking at your video than older people, or is it a mixed crowd?
Yes, I guess it's a pretty good mixture from what I've seen. It's a blessing that you have all different age groups coming and supporting, so I'm really appreciative for that.
Well, that's good. So are you in school still?
Ma'am, am I high school?
Yes.
No, ma'am. I actually started college at 16, and I'm soon to be a sophomore, so I'm super, super excited about that.
Wow. I can't imagine. Like, okay, you're 17 now. You're going
yes,
into your sophomore, your sophomore year in college. So
yes, ma'am.
Your first year of college, was it hard for you as a teenager and loving God?
No, ma'am, it wasn't at all. It goes back to those examples and the people God has placed around me. When you know what you are supposed to do before you get in college, it's easy to go on and live it out when you get there. And you can bring others and be an example for the people that are actually there. So it's really, really cool. And I'm excited because, you know, you get to stand for holiness. It's really, really good. That's a great opportunity to show that.
Well, I believe that on, you know, your college campus that you are definitely going to win souls other than the ones you already have. And I believe you can be a great example to our young people because that's what our young people need. We need more examples of young people who are living for God and not compromising. That's why I'm asking you these questions, because there's so much compromise out here for teenagers. You know, it's so much, there's so much temptation. There's so many suggestions out here. People are just saying evil is good and good is evil. And when the adults have problems, you understand what I'm saying? And for a teenager to be able to be thrust into that world, you know, that college world, and still be able to stand, that's amazing right there. Like Pastor Felicia said in the chat room, that's really amazing.
Yes, ma'am. It's really easy if you, like, first of all, live right, if you keep your heart clean, and you stay around believers, strong believers. So
what advice would you give a 17-year-old? Like, what advice would you give a 17-year-old as far as salvation is concerned and living a holy life? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, I would say if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, stop, drop everything, and you need to go in and get that straight right now. Go in and confess Jesus Christ is Lord and get that. That's the first and foremost thing you need to get right in your life, or else you're not going to go anywhere. You'll be stuck, seriously. You should go in and accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and have that foundation if you want to go somewhere. As I said before, you have to make sure you live right. You have to keep your heart clean and stay around strong believers. That's really things that I live by, and I suggest others do as well.
So when you're not home, do you go away to college? Do you stay at college, or you go back and forth every day?
Well, I actually, you know, commute, so it's really cool.
So as a young person, is the Bible boring to you?
No, ma'am, not at all. It's so, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? No way. If you look in this is one thing I love about the Bible. When you pick it up, if there's anything in your life that you don't know how to deal with, or, you know, you've never dealt with before, or something like that, you can pick it up, and there is, I promise you, there is a chapter, there's going to be a whole chapter or even a verse on that situation, and seriously, that's the guideline to go by. So definitely not boring. And it's so cool because a lot of things that happened, quote unquote, back then, it still applies to today's situation. So that's definitely not boring. Definitely not.
Because I was in church Sunday, and I was at somebody's church Sunday, and they were saying how, you know, you shouldn't try to persuade the kids, like, don't persuade them to be saved, but, you know, don't harass them. Like, don't tell them, you know, don't fornicate and don't lie and steal and all that other stuff. And, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff is going on with teenagers. They're trying everything, drinking, drugs, and all kind of stuff. And they were saying, you know, don't push the kids because they're not going to want to come to church. They're not going to want to be saved. And I just don't agree with that. I just think that we're supposed to tell kids, you know, come to Jesus and tell them to come at a young age and teach them what.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would say tell them the truth, or tell us the truth, rather, but just do it in love. And, you know, that'll make it go over, you know, as it should.
When did you find out that you were really in love with God? When did you realize for yourself that, you know, you weren't doing it because your parents, you know, your mom was on a praise team, or, you know, you were brought up in church? But when did you know for yourself that you were really in love with God?
Ever since I was a child, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and God touches your heart, right then, when you feel God's presence and he comes into your life and he changes you around, there is something that touches you and you know, like, okay, Lord, it's all about you, and without you, like, seriously, what would I be doing right now? And ever since then, I remember when I was younger and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I just started speaking in tongues and everything. I was like, okay, what am I doing? And it's like you lose control of your body. But it's such an experience that will change your life, seriously, and I'm so, so grateful for that because, seeing that and having that experience definitely touched me. When that was the moment when I realized that, you know, nobody but God without him, seriously. Where would I be? Who would I be? What would I be doing, seriously? So that's God is real. God is good.
Okay, so now I'm 17, okay?
Okay.
I'm 17, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
I don't want to have anything to do with God. Don't talk to me about God. Just leave me alone and let me do what I do, okay?
Yes.
Now, as my peer, as my 17-year-old peer, what would you tell me? Because I just said I didn't have nothing to do with God. I'm 17. I got to live my life. You know, I'm still young. So what would you tell me?
Uh-huh.
As your peer.
What would I tell you? As I said before, if I came up to someone and they didn't know Christ and I knew that they didn't know Christ, I would want to sit down with them and have a conversation and say, look, okay, if you want to go somewhere in life, if you want to be the person that you should be, if you want to help others, you're going to have to sit down, get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and confess Him, Jesus Christ, as Lord, and that is the thing that you should do, and then you'll be straight. And I'm sure that God would touch their heart, and they would turn around instantly. I'm sure I wouldn't have to do much because if God was leading me to come up to them, God must be already working on them, so it would fall in line either way.
Well, you don't sound like a boring you don't sound like a boring Christian or a boring 17-year-old, because you make me tired already. You have so much energy and so much excitement. I'm sitting here tired. Like, I think 15 minutes was enough. Oh, but I have Pastor Felicia on the phone, and I have my husband on the line. I don't know if either one of you would like to ask Mickey a question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, honey, you probably have it on mute.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Sister Mickey?
Yes, sir.
My name is Bishop Scott, and
yes,
I just wanted to know, you know, I, like you, I started out at a very age beginning to preach. I was 12 years old when I began preaching.
Cool.
And so I know what you're talking about, living that life as a young person. What I wanted to know was, when did you really know that you were saved? When did you know that that God had really come into your life to change your life in a meaningful way? Was it at the time that you began singing, or was it earlier than that?
It was definitely earlier than that. Well, I have to say, as a child, like, maybe I honestly don't remember the exact age number, but I would say anywhere from 3 to 5. I would remember my parents sitting down with me, and they would be like, explaining to me who Jesus was and who he is and helping me to get that understanding. That's when I had that realization. God used them to, explain it to me. So that's one of the ways I could actually explain it to you. Did you
okay,
understand?
Okay, that's very good. I know when I was young, almost at your age, 3 or 4, I always knew that was where I needed to be, in church.
Yes,
I felt like I was a part of it. I felt like I felt the most comfortable. I felt like I was destined to be there. I didn't feel awkward. I wanted to go.
Yes,
I liked going. And did you ever feel the same way when you were a young child, that you felt almost like that was your place to be?
Yes, sir, definitely. Like I was saying, when my mom would be up and she would be singing, up in the praise team and everything, it was like I wanted to get up there so badly. I was waiting for the opportunity to get up there and just sing my heart out for the Lord. So when I finally got that, yes, ma'am, and my dad, he's actually a minister as well, and so he would call us up, and we would do our little songs, and I'm thankful that God used them to be an encouragement so that I could have the confidence to go out and do, even greater things for Christ. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
definitely a pull on the heart to go on and get that
done. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. And it was a positive one. And I'm glad you've accepted Christ at such an early age. I think you will be a good example for your peers, and particularly those that are in college. They will see that there's another way, there's a better way than what the world would offer them. And I'm glad that through your music, as well as through your life, you'll be that example before them.
Yes,
now, what kind? I want to ask you this. What type of, I have not been privileged to hear the music, but I will be listening to it. What type of music what type of music do you sing? The contemporary, is it a variety of type styles of music?
Yes, sir. It's more of a variety. It's more of a variety because it's like contemporary, then I like hymns as well, and we, you know, mix it up so that it'll be something for everyone and everyone can connect to it. So, yes, sir, definitely a variety.
Now, when do you believe that are you working on an album now or CD or
yes,
something?
Sir.
I'm giving myself an album. I should say a CD
yes,
or some kind of a record deal or
That's perfectly all right, sir. The newest album is actually, it's already released.
Okay.
It's called, yes, sir, it's called Unforgettable. So, and I'm really excited about it. Oh, and you can actually go to the website MickeyHighNow.com. And
okay.
you can actually get the songs from over there and find them over there. So, yes, sir.
That's wonderful. And I'm gonna do that too. I'm gonna check that out tonight. I'm gonna get my download equipment out and get some of these beautiful songs. I know you're singing. I know they're gonna inspire so many people, not young and old both. I'm an old man, but I can still be touched by a good song. I tell you the truth.
I'm gonna try to play Mickey.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna try and see if I can play. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear it, but I'm going to see if I can try to play it right quick. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see if I
can. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And, sir, it is definitely an honor to be, you know, speaking with you as a man of God.
Oh, God bless you. And I feel
and
the same way about you. I really
and
do.
Your wife,
I look forward to meeting you via the telephone and the radio program, and I'm glad that we had the opportunity tonight to do so. I really would like other young people to know just what it's like to walk that walk and to live that life that exemplifies the Christ in us.
Yes, sir. And your wife, of course, this great woman of God.
Yes, she is. I can testify to that.
Yes. Amen.
I'm trying to.
Wait
a minute. It's not downloading. I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm trying to see because I really want to play something before you get off the air.
Okay.
And I want to just tell your mom, if your mom and dad are listening, just tell them that I'm so glad that they raised you up in the way that they did. Because
yes,
you just don't see a lot of young people out here today who are wanting to serve God. So I really appreciate your parents for raising you up in the way that they did. And, this interview almost didn't happen on tonight, but I'm glad that it did. I'm really glad that it did now that it happened. But God works things out for a reason. I don't know why he does things, but he does the way he wants it done. So, yeah, I just got over that.
And I just wanted to take a moment and say I truly thank God for you and women like you and, you know, your work in the ministry. I truly praise God for that.
I appreciate that because it takes all kinds of people to do the work of the Lord. Somebody's the eye, somebody's the ear, somebody's the arm, somebody's the leg. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So everybody's not going to reach people in the same way. We all have to do whatever we're supposed to be called to do. And, you know, I'm, like I said earlier, I'm 48 years old, and there are things that I probably should have done a long time ago that I never did. But I'm just glad that, you know, God is still giving me a chance to do it. But I get excited, and my husband is really an encourager. You know, he really is an encourager, and he said, go ahead and do the broadcast tonight with her when you called. And he's really an encourager, and I thank God for that because guess what? When you get famous, I want to interview you when you get famous, okay?
I want to
interview you. I want to remember this date and to say, you know what? I remember when she was there on YouTube with 138,000 people. Well, now she got millions.
I would love to round up a bunch of my fans and come back.
I really wish you would. I really wish you would just come with your friends. And y'all could just do, you know, we could do a broadcast for the young people because a lot of times, young people don't want to hear us older people. They don't want to hear us, you know. Because we always saying, don't do this, don't do that, stop doing this, stop doing it. They want to hear somebody that's, you know, their age group, their peers, that really can say, look, I'm really living for the Lord. I'm really, really living for the Lord. And when they hear other young people, they'll be more apt to come in. You know what I'm saying? So don't be a stranger.
Yes, I'll help you get them.
You can call my number. You can call into the broadcast. I come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yes,
so you can call anytime. I don't know why this thing's not playing, but it's not. That was the thing that the link that wait a minute, doctor sent me, and I can't. It won't play. I'm trying to get it to play, and it's just not doing it. I did the Real Reality MP3, and it didn't play.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'm trying to do the Unforgettable Hold On.
Hold On.
And it's, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on, but it's not playing. Anyway, y'all, go to her page and listen to her music because it's not loading. It's not coming down. I don't know what's going on, but it's not loading. So y'all can take my word for it. Go to YouTube. Go to her page that she mentioned already. And I like that Power of Love thing. I like that Power of Love. I looked at that video. There was another one that I had in my email, and I can't find it, but it was another one that I listened to. I was like, oh, I really like this. And if I could just get the young people to listen to this and just come on over to the Lord, it would just be so awesome. So now I have another tool. Now let me ask you this.
Yes, ma'am?
The music that you have on the programs that when I do for the young people, am I allowed to use any of your music?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. You can actually, you can go over there and, yeah, you can help yourself. Definitely.
Okay, I just like to ask permission because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, not at all.
Trouble. All right, so is there anything else that you'd like to say, sweetie?
Oh,
ma'am.
Thank you.
No, I'm
ma'am?
Talking about Mickey.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't ask her.
So what do you want to ask her?
I wanted to ask her, where can you actually get the CD, I guess they call them CD. I'm 60, so I'm used to records and albums. CDs that has your music. Where can we get it? Any Christian bookstore or where is it available?
You can actually order it now from my website, MickeyHighNow.com.
Oh, you can actually order the actual CD.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I'm about to go to MickeyHighNow.com. I'm about to go there right now.
I want to get that CD. So when you get on there,
how much is it?
It's only $10. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many songs are on it?
I believe there are 12 songs on the album, and it's actually $12.99.
Oh, it's $12.99. Okay.
Yes, sorry about that. We've actually sold over 8,000 copies so far, so I'm really grateful for that.
My, that's wonderful. What's going to be 8,001 because I want a copy.
Okay, I'm here. Let me see if I can do it. I'm on your page now. Let me see.
We'll get a copy.
I live. Let me see because I like that. I live.
Say that.
I don't know. Okay. Y'all not going to be able to hear it because it's... Can y'all hear it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to keep it on the. You need to keep it there, wherever. It's fading in and out.
Hold on. Okay, it's not playing right. But listen, y'all need to listen to that song. I live. I like that song. I live. Yes.
God.
Y'all need to listen to that song, I Live, for real. Listen to that song, I Live. I really like that. Now, the Power of Love, that's for y'all young that's for y'all young people. But it's still nice. But I like that, I Live. I really like that song. I think that's probably my favorite one, I Live. Yeah, so y'all go ahead to Mickey High.
Now.com
and she's on Reverb Nation too.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You were amazing.
And please bring me back. I've really been blessed by your, you know, how do you say, spirit and love. I've really been blessed by.
Well, listen, you let me know when you're available to come back.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the
okay,
one with
yes,
the busy
ma'am,
schedule,
definitely.
So you let me know when you're available to come back. And then
yes,
we
sir.
Can go ahead and do, you know, we know it's not going to be on a Monday because you're tired from the weekend, so you're not going to be able to do it on a Monday. Try it. Let's try it on another day.
Like Wednesday,
yes,
like
ma'am,
tonight.
Definitely.
I would maybe might want to do it on a Tuesday or something like that because a lot of people go to Bible study on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you could do it on a Tuesday, maybe on a Friday, even on a Saturday
yes,
if you want to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so just let me know.
Yes,
just stay in contact and let me know what's going on, and
yes,
we'll go ahead and get you scheduled, okay?
Okay, and I'll round up my friend, a bunch of my fans, and we'll all come back together.
Oh, please do. That'll be so much fun.
Yes,
so much fun. I'll make sure I post your stuff on my page.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and congratulations on your 8,000 CDs sold.
8,001.
8,001.
Yes, thank you all so much.
8,001 CDs sold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, husband.
Amen.
Your mom
thank
and your dad,
you
I said,
well.
You know, congratulations to them as well, because without them
yes,
being behind you and without them praying
yes,
for you
ma'am.
And training
definitely.
You up in the way that you should go, you wouldn't be
yes,
walking
ma'am.
As sound as you are right now. So
no,
I do. I thank God
not
for
all.
That.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am,
so tell your
definitely.
Parents I said hello. And,
yes, ma'am.
And thank you so much for this interview, okay?
Yes, I wanted to say thank you to you again as well, and thank you to Bishop. I truly appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Real soon.
Oh, Pastor Felicia, you
yes,
on the line. Did you have anything that you wanted to say to Mickey? Because you didn't press the one. I'm looking to see if she's going to press the one. Okay, I'm going to press it for her.
Again, I'm pressing it.
All right. Did you have anything you wanted to say to Mickey before she gets off the line?
I was so blessed. Amen. I thank God for you. Have a wonderful spirit. I thank God for your zeal. You know, the zeal for the love of Christ. And you're so mannerable. And, you know, I just thank God for, you know, how he's, you know, using you to minister to others, you know, others your age. And, you know, the love that you have for Christ and the music, amen. I just want to thank God and encourage you to continue to go on and to
praise
do what you're doing, amen.
Yes, sis. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Amen.
Very
she's so cute.
She has a cute little voice.
Mickey,
I want you to base that up a little bit.
Mickey, before you leave,
yes,
where are you from?
Yes, she's very mannerable.
I'm originally from Montgomery, yes, sir. I'm originally from
Montgomery,
Tuskegee,
Alabama.
Actually. Yes. Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I was in
yes.
in 1996. I was in Enterprise, Alabama. It's a very
yes,
very fine state,
and it
raises up
some
young people.
Yes, sir. I was actually born in Montgomery.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No. I don't know anything about Alabama, but at least somebody good came out of there, and that's Mickey High. Everybody, thank you. And Mickey High, she was only going to be on for 30 minutes on tonight, and I do thank you, Mickey, and I thank, who's your manager, your mom?
Yes, sir. My father's my manager.
That's it.
Who was corresponding with me with email?
Ma'am?
Who was the one that was corresponding with me through email?
Dr. Buffer.
Okay, tell Dr. Buffer I said thank you because she was sending me the information. I guess that's who I was speaking to on the phone.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Tell her I said thank you for everything
okay.
that she did to make this
yes,
happen.
Ma'am. Definitely, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you all so much again. Yes, ma'am. God bless you all. I
God
truly,
bless you too.
Truly appreciate
God bless
it.
You too. All right. You know you can go in the archives and listen to this, okay?
Okay, cool. Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Good night.
Bye. God bless you as well. Thank you all so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Bob.
Y'all, she got the cutest little voice. She has the cutest little voice. And my husband said, yes, put her on the broadcast, Teresa. Put her on the broadcast, Teresa, tonight.
That's what I did.
He said, out of a pure heart ministries, put her on the broadcast tonight, Teresa.
There you go, you did.
It's time to make the donuts.
Very, very fine interview.
So I'm glad I was obedient, you know, because Teresa's not always obedient when her husband says something. But anyway, Jesus is Lord. So that worked out, right?
Yes, it did. Beautiful, beautiful interview. Beautiful young lady.
That worked out well.
Beautiful young lady.
And I just want to say welcome to In Him, not In Him Ministries, but In His Presence. How y'all doing,
the
Reverend Dorothy? The Reverend Dorothy.
Huh?
I know Reverend Dorothy always had Reverend Dorothy on his page. Step away eating dinner. I know that's right. I should have ate when I first came home, but I can't never eat when it's time to do the broadcast because I get too full and then I get the itis, you know. So I don't eat most of the time before the broadcast because then I'm not going to do it if I do. But Jesus is Lord. Let me, since we had a change of schedule in the broadcast, I still want to give y'all some scriptures before we close out because that's what my intention were to do, and I want to do it because we need to read the Word of God.
Amen.
The scriptures that I have, I read one this morning. That thing was, whew. Revelation 21:27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." So nobody's getting into heaven if we defile our temples, if we defile, you know, if we work abominations, if we lie, and if our names definitely are not in the Lamb's book of life, we're not getting into heaven. Okay? Our names cannot be written in the Lamb's book of life if we're living a life of sin. Do you understand? How is our name going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life if we're living a lifestyle of sin? I'm just asking a question. Revelation 22:11 says, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." Did you hear that? He that is unjust, go on and just stay unjust. He that is filthy, go on and stay filthy. He that is righteous, let him be righteous. And he that is holy, let him be holy. There's a true distinction between holiness and unholy. There's a true distinction here. There is no middle ground. He said, he that is unjust, let him stay, let him be unjust. He that is filthy, let him be filthy. Then he says, he that is righteous, let him be righteous, and he that is holy, let him be holy. You can't be righteous and holy, I mean, and unholy at the same time. You can't be righteous and unjust at the same time. We cannot be filthy and clean at the same time. It's impossible. It's an impossibility. Yeah. It cannot be done. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 talks about entering in at the straight gate. Entering in at the straight gate. Good evening, 4259. Thank you for joining us again. I appreciate that. It says, enter in at the straight gate. Let's turn to that because I'm going to read the whole thing, the whole part of that verse. Enter in at the straight gate. So if he's saying to us to enter in at the straight gate, there must be another gate. There has to be another gate. And a lot of people, in the word, what we're going to read, a lot of people go in through that other gate. Let's read this. Verse 13 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He said, few there be that find it. I want to be one of the few that find it. Do you hear me?
Amen.
I don't want to just talk about Christ. I don't want to just talk about Jesus. I don't want to just talk about salvation. I don't want to talk about holiness and righteousness and not live it. I don't want to preach to people and then find myself a castaway. Uh-uh.
All right, now.
Uh-uh. I don't want to be caught up in that number where I done preached and I preached hard and I done been to conferences and I done had conferences and I done all of that stuff. And then he say, depart from me, ye that work of iniquity. I don't even know you. I don't want him to say that to me. I want him to say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. I don't want to be caught in lying. I don't want to be caught in stealing. I don't want to be caught in backbiting. I don't want to be caught in nothing that Jesus say don't be caught in. I don't want to be caught in nothing that God said don't be caught in.
Amen.
Because when Jesus comes, I don't want to shrink away from him in shame. I don't want to say, oh, wait for me, Jesus. I'm going to get it right in a few minutes. He's not going to wait. When he comes, he's coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. There's not going to be a chance for us to say, oh, Jesus, wait a minute. I didn't know you was coming yet. He's done given, I'm 48. He done gave me 48 years to get it right. I hope he give me some more time to get some more things right. But I'm telling you, he's given us all the, however old you are, that's how much time you done had to get it together. There's no excuse. We have no excuse today not to live right. We have no excuse. It doesn't matter who done gone bad. It don't matter who done gone wild. It don't matter about none of the other stuff. The Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It don't matter if the pastor is living a lie. That's not your business. You live right. It don't matter if the person sitting next to you in church is living a lie. That's not your business. You make sure you live right. You make sure, we need to make sure that our testimony lines up with what we say. Our witness lines up to what we say. Our walk lines up to what we say. And if not, then we should just shut up.
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
We're supposed to preach the word. Those of us that are preachers, those of us that are men, we're supposed to go forth and give out the word, but we better make sure we live in that thing too.
That's
we
right.
better make sure nobody can go around and say, you know what, she's fornicating, or he's committing adultery, or you know what, she got arrested because she was stealing, or you know what, he got arrested because he was out there molesting kids. Or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? We should not leave a bad example for anybody to be able to point their finger at us and say, uh-huh, I knew she wasn't a real Christian. I knew he wasn't a real Christian. That's why we got to give the word out. We have to give the word and not our opinion. Let's read some more Bible. Luke 24. Luke 24. See, the word of God is what changes our mind about things. I can give you my opinion all day long, but the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Luke 24, let's see, right here. Luke 24. I'm sorry. I can't sing. Don't do that. Okay. That's not where I went to go. It was 2:30 in the morning, y'all, when I was up writing. Okay. Turn to John 10. Now, I know what John 10 says. Turn to John 10. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. I'm turning with y'all. That's why it's taking me so long. John chapter 10, okay? Everybody knows that John chapter 10 says, the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus gave his life for us. I like what my husband said yesterday on a broadcast. He said, we so busy looking at the little fox, the little fox, we forgot the fox grew up. He's not a little fox. He's a full-grown fox with his fangs out ready to get you. Okay? But Jesus said the thief cometh not. So now he was talking about the little foxes. Now we're talking about the thief. And Satan is the thief. Don't you know he comes to steal your life? Don't you know that
Amen.
All this evil that's being called good now and good that's being called evil, don't you know that's just an attempt for Satan to steal your life so you can go to hell?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that that's an attempt for Satan to just take you out so you can go, so you can miss eternity with Jesus Christ and God the Father? This is a straight-up attempt to just take us out. All of this stuff that's happening now, it's no surprise to God that it's happening. This stuff that's happening right now is no surprise to God. He's not surprised by the stuff that's going on. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. So all of the stuff that's going on right now, that's not a surprise to God. Go back and read about Sodom and Gomorrah. This not a surprise. You think this stuff that's happening right now is happening just now? This stuff happened years and years and years ago. So God's not shocked by what's happening. Okay? We making it seem like, oh, man, wow, you know, this is something new. It's nothing new under the sun. But guess what? The same God that judged Sodom and Gomorrah is the same God that's going to judge this sin. He's the same.
That's right.
Go back and read the Old Testament. People don't want to read the Old Testament. But go back and read the Old Testament and see what God did to the hard-headed, rebellious, disrespectful, moaning and complaining, I mean hard-headed Israelite. Look at what he did. They had to go. They were in bondage for so many years. They came out of bondage and complained and missed the promised land. Anybody that was over 20 years old did not never go to the promised land because they was in the wilderness murmuring and complaining, talking about God, not changing their ways, made themselves a false god, all this foolishness. We understand that they were indoctrinated by that foolishness because that's where they were in Egypt, but they still knew the true and living God. And the same thing today. We got all this stuff out here today that, you know, is trying to persuade us to sin, but we have the true and living God. We have the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all. We got
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have the opportunity to receive the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus sent the Holy Ghost back for us. But every time I start talking about this subject, I just see things in my head, and I keep seeing these things that people are doing this thing and offering up strange fire to God. People think because they're dancing and shouting in church and, you know, Hickam Messiah, help me tie my bow tie and I got a Hyundai, that's all good. But I'm trying to tell you, your Hickam Messiah, your bow tie, and all the other stuff is not going to make it into heaven. All this other stuff that we're doing in our bodies and thinking is okay with God is not okay with him. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be holy. And trust me when I tell you, I'm preaching to myself. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to strip ourselves from anything that is unholy, that is unclean, everything.
Yes.
He don't want strange fire from us. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. He don't want us offering strange stuff to him. Even with the Israelites back when they were on, you know, in the Old Testament, he told them specific things that they had to offer to him. And it had to be without spot or blemish. You couldn't offer him just anything on the altar. He wouldn't accept
it. That's right.
And then here we are today in 2012 and think we could just offer God anything. And he just supposed to accept it. Uh-uh. We got to twist it somewhere. Somewhere we got to twist that. We think we can offer God anything. We can live unholy all week long and then go to church on Sunday and shout. And then go right back out there on Sunday afternoon and start doing what you was doing before you went in there. I don't know about your volume, why it keeps turning off.
Try to refresh it.
So we got to come to the conclusion that God's word is either true or God's word is not true. because many of us are making the word of God out as if it's a lie.
Right.
We're making the word of God out as if God didn't know what he was talking about when he wrote that. He didn't. Those people, you know, the apostles, they didn't know what they were talking about when they wrote that. They really didn't mean that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not that far from the Israelites. We're not far from the Israelites at all. We act just like them.
That's right.
Okay. We turn to other gods, and you say, well, I didn't make a golden calf or anything like that. You didn't have to make a golden calf. But maybe your car is your god. Maybe your money is your god. Maybe your TV is your god. Maybe, you know, what you want to do is your god. You know, maybe something else that other than God is your god if you're living an unholy life. If you can say that what you're doing that is unholy, if you can say what you're doing unholy is holy, there's something wrong with that picture.
Amen.
There's something wrong. If you can live an unholy life and turn around and say that it's holy and think God's going to accept it, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Something's wrong somewhere. God is not. God is not a punk. Can I say that without getting in trouble? He's not no punk. He's not no wimp. God ain't scared of us. Like, oh, I better change my word, because if I don't change my word, they not going to serve me.
No.
I better change my word, or they not going to serve me. Well, I think I better go ahead and let everybody in heaven. They could just do what they want to do. I'm just going to let everybody in. No. Who told you that? Who told you that? And if somebody's listening in an archive to this and you're unsaved, let me tell you something, honey. I would advise you to get saved. I would advise you to
Amen.
Give your life to Jesus Christ. And I want you to give your life to him because I want you to read his word. And I want you to see what God has done for you. And I want you to fall in love with him. I want you to follow.
Amen.
Don't just run to the altar and say, I give my life to Christ, and then that's it. That don't work. That don't work. Because, number one, God knows what's really in the heart. Okay?
Yes.
But fall in love with him. See, a lot of times people tell folks to go into the altar and tell them to confess this, that, and the third, and then don't tell them what to do to live
right.
a holy life. You know, that's the new thing. Just run up to the altar. And just go on and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all you got to do. That's not the end of the story. You got to read this word. You got to eat this word. You got to fall in love with God. If you don't spend time with him, you don't know who he is. You would think he's just an ogre. You would just think he's, you know, this being that's in outer space somewhere just waiting to get you. But that's not who he is. God is love.
Yeah.
He loves us with an unfailing, unchanging love. But see, if you don't get to know him, you won't know that about him. You would think he's just this guy that got a whole bunch of rules of do's and don'ts. But that's not who God is. Please, I beg you, if you're not born again, please get into the word of God. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Romans. Read the book of Romans.
Yes.
Read Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 12. Read the book of Colossians. Read 1 John. Read these books and consume the word of God. And let the word of God change you. And ask
yes.
God for the Holy Ghost. Ask him to give you the Holy Ghost. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because
Amen.
The Bible says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Bible says,
yes.
mortify the deeds of your flesh by the Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost. I pray that if you're listening, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, that you will get the Holy Spirit, that you will get filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I pray that you will fall in love with the Word of God, that you will consume the Word of God, that you will just eat the Word of God and love him so much that you will just come out as a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
See, a new creature doesn't do the things that they used to do. A new creature doesn't do the things they used to do. A new creature means that they're new. It's something different about you. It's something different
Amen.
About you. And I love that, and I keep going back to the cocoon thing. That cocoon, when that ugly little caterpillar goes in there, he ugly before he get in that cocoon. And he's
right,
ugly while he's in the cocoon. But while he's going through that metamorphosis, there's some shedding going on and some changing going on. There's some stuff going on in that cocoon. Okay, that's not, when you see that butterfly come out, that's that same caterpillar that went in. He just came out as a new creature. He just came out as a new creation. The old thing that he was has passed away. Now he's something new. And that's how I love that. I love that illustration because I think about that all the time. That cocoon. He goes in that cocoon and he comes out a beautiful creature. And that's how we're supposed to do when we get into this word of God, when we get into prayer, when we get into fasting, when we fall in love with God, we become beautiful in his sight.
Yes.
We become beautiful. We become a sweet smelling savor to him. We become delightful to him.
Yes.
But we got to do something. We got to stop waiting on the pastor. Oh, the pastor didn't call me, so shut up. Get in the word of God yourself.
All right now.
Eat that word.
All right.
Jesus is your pastor. How about that? Let Jesus be your pastor. I'm not telling people to stop going to church, so please nobody say that. But let Jesus, he can, you know, I had to put disclaimer out there because I don't want nobody saying I told them not to go to church.
I know you're talking right.
I'm not telling people not to go to church, okay? Get your tail in church if you have a pastor and that's where you're supposed to be. Go and get there, okay? But what I'm saying is that he's our teacher. He's the teacher.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. Didn't we just read that? I'm the good shepherd. The thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, I'll come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, see if the wolf coming up, there's that wolf again, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You might not be my sheep, okay? I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to give you the word of God, okay? I might not have seen you in person, but I'm going to give you the word of God because that's what God called me to do. That's what he called you to do, Felicia. That's what he called my husband to do. That's what he called in his presence ministry to do. That's what we're supposed to do. 4:259, that's what he called us to do. And a lot of times, a lot of people are not even going to preach the gospel. Their life is what's going to win people to Christ.
Yeah.
Their life, their lifestyle, how they live holy in church and out of church. For real.
Amen.
For real. Outside of the building, living holy. Living holy behind closed doors. Living
all
holy
right,
when you're outside in a grocery store. Living holy. You're not somewhere in the club dropping it like it's hot. And then Sunday morning,
right,
you want a praise team lifting up unholy hands unto the Lord.
You better talk about it.
I want to tell you something. I don't know if any of my family is listening. And at this juncture, you know, I don't care. And I'm not saying it out of disrespect. But it's so many people in my family now that all they go out and they do what they do. And then all I see on Facebook is, thank God, and I thank God for this. God's not endorsing your sin. You're still drinking. You're still fornicating. You're still doing drugs. And you think because you're saying God is good that that's okay?
Mm-hmm. My.
I talk about my flesh and blood. I'm talking about my people. And I'm talking about what I did. I'm telling you
what I did.
I used to do it. I used to go to church. What? I was in ministry class. I was everything in the church, okay? I was everything but the pastor.
Amen.
Okay? My husband can tell you, I was everything in the church but the pastor, okay?
All right.
And I was doing all kind of foolishness. I was out there. I was doing all kind of stuff. I was shacking up. Yes, I was. I was shacking up, living around the corner from the church and didn't think anybody knew it. Shacking up in ministry class, choir director, on the choir, all usher, all kind of stuff I was. And I was shacking up, going to church every Sunday. every Wednesday and every Friday in ministry class at 8 o'clock in the morning, in church all day long, still fornicating, still lying, still being deceptive, still being sneaky. Up in the church. I'm talking about what I did up in the church.
You wasn't the only one, woman, God.
And did it. I mean, guess what? They called me up to the altar. They came, brought me up to the altar and put my business all out there on Front Street. Sure did. Called me up, embarrassed me, did all of that stuff. But not nay one of them, not nay one of them took time with me and said, girl, come here, we're going to get in this word. Or assigned anybody to me and said, this is what you need to do because you're living an unholy life. They told me to go pray. Or they put me up to the altar and lay hands on me or push me down on the floor, whatever it was that was going on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I went down on the floor and fell on the floor because that's what they expected, and I did all of that. And I went on how, you know, a feeling, not on the Holy Ghost, on a feeling, and came back up the floor the same way I went down. Came off the floor the same way I went down. And just like when I got baptized, I went down. I was a dry devil. When I came up, I was a wet one.
What devil?
Nothing had changed. Nothing had changed. I just did it because somebody told me to do it. Nobody taught me the word of God. Nobody read the word of God to me. Now, the pastor, I will say this, pastor, she did give me a box of cassette tapes. Back then it was cassette tapes. She did give me the Bible on cassette tapes. Okay, but I wasn't listening to the word of God on the cassette tape, and they wasn't making sure I did. I was working in the kingdom, but I was not living for God. I was working for the church, but I was not living for God. I was working for the people, but I was not living for God. And see, this is what people got to understand now. All that stuff you're doing it for people because God ain't impressed. He wants your heart to change.
Yeah.
He wants, 4:2-5:9 says, a change only comes when Jesus changed our heart. But see, we got to want Jesus to change our heart. We got to stop living a lie and say, well, God understands, and when he get ready for me to change, then I'll change. Well, you know, you could die the next minute and bust hell wide open because you said, well, if he want me to change, then I'll change. Come on, folks. No man can come to the Father anyway except God draw you. So if God is saying this stuff to you, he is drawing you, but you're saying, nah, I don't want no part of you. If you really want me to stop, then you'll stop me. Who are you talking to like that? No fear of God. No reverence for God. Oh, God, I'm just going to do this, and I know, you know, you're just going to accept this. Somebody told me, they told me, not my family, but somebody else told me, they said, yeah, I drink, and God knows, and he cool with it. Huh? What God is you talking about? What God you talking about? Because everything I do, I gets in trouble. What God are you talking about? I need to know. Because I don't know. If he pacifying sin like that and everything's cool, I don't think I want to follow him. I really don't. Because you mean to tell me I could have still been drinking and I could have still been sleeping around and I could have still been smoking weed and I could still be doing what I'm doing and I'm not doing none of that? And you mean to tell me I could still do that and still go to heaven?
The devil is a lie.
You mean I've been duped all these years? Come on, people. Come on, people. Somebody lying. And Felicia just said the devil is a liar. You cannot. You cannot live a double life. I don't care. Well, you say, well, something traumatic happened in my life. Let me tell you something. I'm the queen of something happened traumatic in my life.
I know that's right.
I wrote the book. I got the T-shirts. I got the potato chips. And I got the ice cream. I got it all and the soda. I got all of that. Done had the party. Done had a good time with it and everything. Understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
So I've been through some hell in my life. And because of disobedience and rebellion, I went through some of that stuff. But some of that stuff I didn't sign up for. So if anybody should be drinking and still living like they was living, it would be me.
See, but God gave me a new way of thinking. He changed my mind. And you think that temptation don't come up to drink sometimes? That's why I don't hang around with my sisters. Because I can't drink. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit around something long enough and you be around something long enough, you're going to find yourself doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going to the bar and think you ain't going to drink nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's not the bar. You just coming up to my house for a cookout, for the family cookout. Nope, I'm not coming. Oh, well, you just think you better than us. So say what you want to say, but guess what? I got to live holy. I got to live
holy.
I got to answer to God. Y'all might not like it, but I got to answer to God. I have to answer to God. And I have to ask God to take away those desires when they show up, because they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make a conscious decision. Either I want to take a drink or I want to believe God and trust God and live holy. I have to make a conscious decision. Y'all say what y'all want to say. Guess what? This is real TV. I think I should call it real radio. We should call this real rap. Because people don't believe what is what. I don't let people think that I was born saved. I was born again, but I didn't come out my mama's womb saved.
All right.
Understand? I didn't come out her womb saved. But guess what? 4:29 says two people can't remain the same. Either they conform to you or they conform to them. Guess what? I'm conforming to the word of God.
Yeah.
I'm conforming to the word of God. Lord, change me. Lord, change me. Don't do that.
What?
He awesome, man. Amen.
I know. We can't help it. We can't help it, girl. You preaching this thing.
Lord, change me. I put something on Facebook this morning. He said, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I'm preaching the gospel. Yes, I am, but I'm standing in the need of prayer. Keep back me, this servant. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me.
Yes.
Presumptuous sin. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. That's something I done thought about, that I done planned out, that I'm going to get ready to do. Keep me back from that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I need you right now. I'm calling on you, Holy Ghost, to help me. Because this temptation done came, and God is trying to draw me, but Holy Ghost, I need you now. I need you to help me to mortify the deed of my flesh, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. And you know he'll come right in and help you. He'll come right in and help you, glory to God. And I can say that because he's done it for me.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. I need you. I sit around, when I'm working at my other location at my job, I sit around alcoholics and drug addicts and whoremongers and fornicators for 8 hours a day. And you know the men come in there, because I ain't bad to look at, okay, but the men will come in there and they'll proposition me and want me to come. Well, nigga, please. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to say that. No, devil.
You better talk about it.
No, devil.
No, devil.
You'll never get this. You'll never get this.
I know.
I mean, the devil straight up in my face and told me, I'm going to get you. I'm going to have you.
Right.
He said, I done had the rest of the guards.
Right.
I'm going to get you too. I said, you's a liar and the devil is your daddy. You won't get this. I am a woman of God and I am married. You won't get this. He said, I don't believe you. I said, well, I could show you better than I could tell you. How about that? He walked past me now and can't even speak. It's not because of me. It's because of the God in me. What? You thought you had me? No.
Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me.
No, look, I heard that Vicky Winans song, Shake Yourself Loose. I had to shake myself loose, devil. You's a lie. Because guess what? Flattery kills. You keep letting men walk up to you and flatter you because you look a little decent. Let men keep coming up to you, flattering you, and see where you end up. Devil, you a lie. Shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. You ain't got nothing I want. And if that don't work, you start calling on the Holy Ghost and watch demons flee. Jesus! Holy Ghost!
Yeah.
They run when you start doing that.
They sure do.
But see, you got to know that you got that power. You got to know that you got that help. You got to have the mind that you don't want to sin. Because if you really do want to sin, you ain't calling on Jesus, the Holy Ghost, or nobody else.
That's right.
You're going to let your flesh take over and do what your flesh want to do. And whatever you feed, that's what's going to live. Whatever you feed, if
all
you
right.
feed your flesh going to live. If you starve your flesh going to die. If you feed your spirit going to live. If you don't feed your spirit ain't going to do nothing but lay dormant in there and never help you.
That's right.
Jesus. 429-259 said flattery is a deceitful form of praise with no true sincerity behind it. No. I'm going to flatter you because I want something from you. That's why I'm flattering you, because I want something from you.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man come up to you and he always got something to say, and this and that, he wants a piece of you.
Mm-hmm.
He want a booty call just so he can say, see, I told you she wasn't a Christian. I told you she just likes the other
yeah,
people.
That's right.
It's a
that's
setup
right.
from the get up. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
And Satan he fascinates us so he can assassinate us. Y'all better hear this. He fascinates you so he can assassinate you. He thrills you with this little dumb stuff so he can kill you. He makes stuff look good so he can reel you in and get you in and then slit your throat.
Mhm.
I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I allowed Satan to tickle my ears and tickle my flesh. Why? Because I wanted to sin. Yes, I did. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I played the little game. Oh, yeah, God understands. Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Oh, God, he understands that I was this and I was that and this happened when I was young and yada this and yada that. Yeah, he understands all of that. But he understands that he gave us his word. He understands that we stood up before whoever we stood up before and said that we accept Jesus Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior. He understands all of that. He understands that you're not reading your word and you're not praying and you're not seeking his face. He understands all of that. He's not fooled at all. It's us being duped. And why does Satan want to dupe us so bad? He started in the Garden of Eden. Has God really said you can't be a homosexual? Has God really said you can't steal? Has God really said you can't drink? Has God really said you can't fornicate? Did God really mean that when he said that? Did he really mean that? Or did those men just write that because they just didn't like sex themselves?
Because
Paul wasn't married, so he said that because he just wants y'all to be like him. Shut up! Talking. You know what? Don't even talk to me. Just go somewhere with this. How about that? I'm going to have to find myself somewhere repenting because you talk foolishness. I'm just going to have to let you have it. Like, go on somewhere with that. Don't just bye. Don't even talk to me. Go on now. I got to get prayed up a little bit more so I can talk to you.
Yeah.
See, it's not about our opinion. It's about the word of God. The word of God said, be holy for I'm holy. That's the end of the story. The conclusion of the whole matter is to obey God. This is the conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. There's nothing else. You don't even have to add anything else to that. Fear God and keep his commandments. We don't fear God. Do you know, the United States don't fear God. Talking about in God we trust. You trust in the God of this world. You don't trust in the God that who created the heavens and the earth. You trust in the God of this world. You can't tell me you trust in the God who created the heaven and earth when you're allowing all of this stuff to happen in the United States.
All right, now.
That's supposed to have been founded on God. That's supposed to have been founded on the principles of God. And now we got, all of us got our butts up for God to kiss. And I said all of us, and I know all of us don't, but I'm talking about as a group.
That's right, a body. You're right. Amen.
Everything is good to do now. Go on to sleep with animals if you want to. Go ahead. People coming against Christians as if Christians are bad. But you're standing up for everything. I wrote a blog on WordPress, and I said, if people came back from 30 years ago, what would they think when they see kids disrespecting their parents? Teenagers being allowed to bring their boyfriend or girlfriend home to live in the house with the parent. Huh?
Not much.
You can go to school and get birth control and don't even got to tell your parents about it. Girls can go get abortions and don't even have to have their parents' consent. What kind of mess is that? You can do what you want to do, and it's okay in these here United States. And we're supposed to accept it. We can do what we want to do. You can't talk about Jesus in school, but you can talk about homosexuality and everything else in school, but you can't say Jesus.
That's right.
You can't put out a nativity scene. You can't even say Christmas. You got to say Happy Holidays. Fool devil, you done lost your mind, because I'm going to say happy. I'm gonna say a Merry Christmas just because you don't want me to.
Mama.
Just because you don't want me to say Merry Christmas, I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
My Lord.
Because I'm not ashamed of Jesus. You might be, but you're not going to make me shut up. You're not going to make me X out my Jesus. You ain't going to make me do that. See, I don't put up Christmas trees and do all of that. I don't do that. Okay? For those of you who do, that's what you do. That's fine. I don't put up Christmas trees.
I don't do that either. Amen.
Okay, but guess what? I'm going to promote Jesus. Yeah, Christmas is commercialized and all this other stuff, but at least they set aside a day for Jesus, even though they're still trying to cross him out right now, because now it's Xmas instead of Christmas. And now it's even worse than that. It's Happy Holidays. Because some atheists decided they didn't want to say Merry Christmas because Christ was in the name. And some atheists decided they didn't want the manger scene out because it was against what he believed. Who are you? And we sit idle by and just follow whatever they say. Let me get a house with a yard. If I want to put a nativity scene out there, I will. Then nobody say nothing when the Klan was out there putting crosses on people's yards and burning hanging people and doing all that kind of stuff. And y'all want me to shut up about my Jesus? I can't put a cross in my yard, and y'all put a cross in the yard and burn folks on it. But I can't put a cross in the yard to talk about my Jesus. Listen, let me tell you something. Somebody that lost their mind somewhere, I don't know who it is, but somebody, y'all going to have to pray for me. Just pray for me, that's all I can say. Just pray for Teresa, okay? Because I'm sick of people. I'm sick. When Easter comes, they want to talk about, all you hear about is that dumb Cadbury bunny. That Cadbury bunny ain't do nothing for my salvation. When I get sick, I can't call on the Cadbury bunny to come and heal me.
Okay.
That bag of jelly beans ain't doing nothing for me when I'm sick. Oh, I need some money.
Tastes good. The black ones do.
Huh?
Amen.
Listen, let me tell you something. Them new clothes that I get for Easter can't do nothing for me when I'm sick.
Don't
and I need Jesus. Like. Okay? They can't do nothing for me. He don't want the new clothes. He want a new heart. Don't come in front of God and you ain't talked to God in a whole year since last Easter. And now you come to church because you got a new outfit. And you bring your kids to church and they all dressed up. They clothes so heavy they can't hardly walk straight. Because they got on all this new stuff. You can't get in the beauty shop because everybody trying to get cute for Easter. I ain't seen you since last Easter. But I ain't knocking the people to go to church on Easter. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't come to church on Easter because you just might get saved on Easter. Okay, because that's what happened to me. She said, what about the Easter egg trees? What about all the stuff that they got? Who's seen an egg grow on the tree?
We be
following some foolish stuff.
You're right.
We follow some foolish stuff because of tradition, but nobody want to follow God. You say follow the Easter Bunny, everybody hopping along with the Cadbury Bunny, going out there spending their money, buying all that chocolate. You don't know how long they've been sitting in the store and all of that, this, that, and the other, buying the Easter baskets, buying the fake grass and all the other stuff, putting it in the basket, and the kids going to tear the toy up in about 5 minutes.
Not this house. Amen.
They don't even put the stuff in the Easter basket like they used to when we was kids. Now they got a dollar store toy in there and got about 2-3 pieces of candy. The rest of it is just a bunch of junk. Paper and fake grass. Now, when the people's around your neighborhood shooting, can you call on the Easter Bunny to ask God to cover you? Can you ask the Easter Bunny to cover you? Easter Bunny. How about you do this when you go to church Easter? How about you just say, Easter Bunny, what have you done for me lately?
I dare not. Amen. I'm calling Jesus. Amen.
Did you buy a call for me, Bunny? Did you shed your blood for me, Easter Bunny? What you do? Did you rise again on the third day? Because that's what we're supposed to be celebrating, Jesus. But I can't hardly see Jesus because all I see is the Cadbury Bunny.
Jesus.
And then you want me to hide some eggs and then go find them. Have my kids out there looking for some eggs. Let me go hide some Bibles and you go out there and look for the Bible. Let me go have some scriptures, and you go out there and look for the word of God. And you see how many people show up for church. You won't have nobody at your church, boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
And my husband said, Teresa, the message that God has given you to preach, don't expect the church to be full.
All right. Well, that's all right.
Hey.
That's all right.
And that, guess what? As long as people come to Jesus Christ, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Okay.
The sick don't need a physician. I mean, the whole don't need a physician. The sick do. I saw somebody put on their page, they said they want their church full of hookers, prostitutes, drug addicts, and all them folks. They want their church full with those type of people. When I first saw it, I was like, why would you say something like that? And then it clicked. Oh, that's who's supposed to be in there.
To be saved.
But you don't let them
way.
Stay in there for 15 years in the same condition, huh?
Amen, amen.
Stay in there for 15 years in the same condition. Something wrong with somebody somewhere.
No truth.
Because if you're the pastor and the people in your church for 15 years and they the same way, check the anointing. Check what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it got to be some kind of change. It got to be some. Ask God to change your message. Ask God to anoint you so the people can get saved, so they can get delivered. Because you sitting up in church all that time and you ain't changed, something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. He said when the truth is being preached, a lot of people will not show up. They sure won't. They're not going to show up. We know a church. And I said it myself one time. I really did. We know a church that all they do is preach holiness. And I said one time, but dang, can't they preach something else? All they preach is holiness. But what better thing to preach but holiness? What better?
Right.
And they church, they members, they never stay in that church. They got about 5 faithful members. But their church is a revolving door. Every time we go back there, it was like, who is you? Like, what happened to this person? What happened to this? People don't want to live holy. People that preach holiness, their churches are not full.
But it's an anointed church, though. I can feel the anointing every time I go there.
Amen.
Something
every time you go there. It's something, because they preach in holiness.
Yeah.
They preach in holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God wants. We got to preach Jesus. We got to preach what he taught us to preach.
Yeah.
We got to preach the word of God.
That's what we're supposed to do.
And live it. Not just preach it, live it.
Yeah.
In front of the people. But see, people don't want to hear that. When you go to Bible study, they're talking about holiness. When you go to church on Sunday, they're talking about holiness. When you go to church on Friday, they're talking about holiness. We have a church picnic, they're talking about holiness. I mean, people don't want to hear that. They want to hear about prosperity. They want to hear about everything else but holiness. But that's the cost I'm willing to pay. 4259 said, that's the cost of following Jesus and preaching the truth. And guess what?
Yeah.
People follow Jesus for what they could get from him. I want a miracle. I want some food. I'm going to follow
Jesus.
But he wasn't even accepted in his own country. Why? Because he was holy and he was righteous, and people didn't want to come out of what they was doing. The Bible said, Jesus said, this is what Jesus said, because it's in red letters in my Bible, so Jesus said it. He said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's what Jesus said. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But guess what? The light about to shine up on a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff. Keep on shaking and shimmying if you want to. Keep on shaking and shimmying and thinking God's okay with our sin. And to the sinner, to the person that's not given their life to Jesus Christ, I was a sinner. I was there. I am not a sinner saved by grace. Y'all can say that if y'all want to. I was a sinner. And I got saved by grace.
Yes.
I don't call myself a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner.
All
and
right,
I got
now.
Saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. That's where I am. Okay? I'm not going to profess over myself I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm not. I was a sinner. I'm a new
That's
creature
right.
in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, I am made new. Please
Amen.
Don't speak that over my life and tell me that I'm a sinner saved by grace, because I'm not.
Amen.
People take these songs
Amen.
And say, people take the word of God and they say things like, they use these songs, he saw the best in me, and still want to do what they want to do because he saw the best in you. Somebody say, oh, yeah,
right.
well, God see the best in me, and he know who I am for real, but this is just what I do right now. Bye, boy. I don't even want to talk to you. Go on somewhere. How about you just get saved? Stop making excuses for sin. How about you just get saved?
Amen.
Can you just get saved and stop making excuses for sin? Because the devil don't like you. He can't stand you. His whole aim is for you to go to hell, go to the lake of fire. And if you don't believe there's a hell or the lake of fire, then you just have to find out when the end comes. You got to find out then. Because I can't make you believe it. I believe there is. I'd rather believe there
mm-hmm.
is and it's not than don't believe that it's not
mm-hmm.
and it is.
Mm-hmm.
You saying it's not a lake of fire, but then at the end you find out it really is a lake of fire. Be like, oh, man, I should have listened. I should have listened
right.
to them end time preachers talking about the lake of fire, talking about giving your life to Jesus. I should have listened. But see, you know what I want to tell people now? Don't come to God just because you want to escape the lake of fire. Come to God because you love him.
Yes.
Don't come to God because you're looking for him to give you whatever you're looking for. Come to God because you love him. Come to God out of a pure heart. Come to him out of a pure heart. Come to God because you know that he sent Jesus on the cross to die for you so you don't have to be a slave to sin anymore. You don't have to be a slave to sin anymore.
Yes.
Thank God that he redeemed your life from destruction. Like the Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yes.
He got some benefits. So my soul needs to bless the Lord who forgiveth my iniquities. Hallelujah. Glory to God who healeth all my diseases, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who
yes.
delivers my life from destruction. Come on now. Those are benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. But see, we can't bless his holy name because for real, That strange fire that's offered up, God ain't accepting that. Come out of strange fire. Come out of this stuff. God is not accepting it. I don't care how many churches you set up. If you're not living right, God ain't in it. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. If you out there trying to build a house because you want to have 15,000, 20,000, 50,000 members, what's your motive? We got 10 seconds left, y'all. Lord have mercy. Chat room, y'all get ready to go out. I love you so much. 4259, guest 4137, In Him Ministries and In His Presence. Thank you so much for tuning in. But the chat room is get ready to go out. It's get ready to go out. I'm sorry. We just talked and talked and talked. But Jesus is Lord. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Pastor Felicia, you're still on the line, so you can hear me. I don't think the guests can hear me. But God bless everybody. God bless you all. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to go do my laundry. I'm going to work tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. A wonderful, wonderful night. God bless you. Good night.
Hey.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.